All right, we've got a classroom pledge of the week. If you're not quite sure what that is, what we do is we have, you know, classrooms across the Inland Northwest send us in their kids doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we play it. We dedicate an entire week to that particular classroom. This week, it's Mrs. Shelton's fifth grade class at John Brown Elementary in Rathdrum.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
The first ever Florida Man Games will feature beer belly wrestling.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Horizon Credit Union.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Not 100% sure we have Kevin.
Hi, I'm Kevin.
Oh, hi, Kevin. Welcome.
Oh,
welcome.
We got him.
Welcome,
I'm here. Friend. Yeah, we'll see if it, you know, we'll see how it does.
Yeah, welcome, friend.
Yeah, I think you know, it sounds great to me.
Sounds great to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope it stays
today,
that way.
Yeah, it sounds great. Whatever is happening is fantastic. Let's not jinx it.
Okay, deal. We won't push our luck. Don't talk about it anymore. Well, let's start with this today. You know, when you go get a drink at the store and it's in a can, You always believe what the can says, right? Like, it's, you know, it's labeled. It's right there.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's Diet Dr. Pepper. I know that it's diet. I know it has zero sugar. I know it has all the things in it that I want, the 23 flavors without the sugar.
Yeah.
Life is good. I will say, sometimes when I go through a drive-through and I'm like, can I please get, it's Jack in the Box that has the ability to do the freestyle machine or whatever with the Coke.
Oh, in the drive-thru?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
oh,
everywhere.
Like mix and match.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so I will pull up sometimes and say, this is what I really am craving. I just go there to get just this. Can I get a large diet caffeine-free Cherry Coke?
Okay, but you don't mix it. You don't have them mix it for you. You just do one thing. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, yeah, whatever. I don't know how they do. Yeah, the cherry flavor is probably mixed. I can't remember.
I mean, I think it's just one drink. But I mean, when you first started, I was like, wait, you have the people mix it for you, because that would be, I mean, risky but fun.
Yeah, I mean, they have to push the buttons on the screen to mix it.
Mm.
But that's about it. Have you not used a Coke freestyle machine?
I think,
Jay?
The Cherry Coke, my point is already mixed. I don't think they're mixing it for you.
Correct. If they have
Cherry Coke,
diet caffeine-free Cherry Coke.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I don't know that they do. Mm. I feel like they just have Diet Coke.
Okay.
And then they might put the cherry in it.
Oh.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how they do it. You know what? I need to get behind the scenes with old Jack and see what's up.
You're like, hey, Jack, you want to video this so I can see what you're doing back there?
By the way, Steve, you would be an unbelievable Jack in the Box for Halloween.
He would be a good Jack in the Box?
Yeah, I just feel like
the
suit and, just the little head. It really fits him.
Hmm.
You not think so?
The little head. I don't know if I like...
You feel like Jack has a big head?
Yeah, I mean, he's got an ego.
He does.
No
that
glasses,
is true.
Though.
Yeah. Probably need my eyes.
Man, you're on it today.
So, but sometimes when I get the fountain drink, I am a little leery, where I'm just like super judgmental of the guy, and I'll even say, caffeine-free?
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
And they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a fair...
I've thrown them away before, where I'll just take a drink and be like, I don't know, I think it's got caffeine.
I don't believe it, yeah, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just all of a sudden wide-eyed.
It's like you don't taste caffeine, you
right.
don't know,
yeah.
but
yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to drink this whole thing and then find out that it was full of caffeine and be like, oh, sweet, my heart is going to explode. Well, this is what happened recently with Coca-Cola.
Baby.
And their fine product, oh, this is a fine product, Minute Maid Zero Sugar Lemonade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one, isn't it?
Oh, man, let's go.
The yellow or the pink?
Yellow.
Oh, yeah.
Hi to you, too. Yellow.
According to the FDA, around 13,000 cases of the lemonade packaged as zero sugar lemonade turned out to be regular Minute Maid lemonade with full sugar.
Whoopsie.
Coca-Cola issued a voluntary recall and said the product was mislabeled, obviously. It was shipped to retail stores in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. They said now none of the product remains on the market today, but...
Well, yeah, it's all been drank.
You all have it at home. I mean, and what a great... Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's... Well, there's no more out there now. All you folks have been wired for the last 3 weeks. That's great, thinking you had zero sugar.
Kids running around all over the place.
All sugared up.
All sugared up.
Yeah, it's exactly it. You think you're giving them something. Oh, and I would love it, too. Like, if it was the kid that had never had sugar.
Like, their parents
were so protective of it.
Super restrictive.
And you came to Grandma and Grandpa's, and you're like, here's a little treat. This is the sugar-free case. There's no sugar, but it tastes really sweet.
Yeah.
And the kid probably would love it, right?
Yeah, and then they send the kid home with the parents, Kevin, and then the mom says to the husband, this is why we can't take them over to your parents' house. He's so sugared up, he won't go to bed. There's all these exhausted
and
parents.
Like, no, it was just sugar-free.
No, it was sugar-free. It says it right here on the label. There's Minute Maid over there just laughing in the corner.
If I know Grandma like I think I do, she was drinking that zero-sugar lemonade for the same reason I did for a while back in the day.
Okay.
Vodka!
Oh, wow.
Sweet tea vodka and zero-sugar lemonade.
Sounded like you already had one the way you said that.
Try it. Try it.
Vodka!
It is good, man.
You get lemonade.
Everybody gets it, but we don't know if it has sugar or not. It's a guessing game. Congrats. Steve, I got a Jack in the Box costume for you here.
$61.
$61? Oh, this one's, I got a $44.
You out of your mind?
Oh, it's 2XL, though. That'd never fit. Let me check and see if they have.
I mean, you just have to wear your own.
Yeah, it's just a
suit.
T-shirt. This is just a T-shirt, Kev.
A T-shirt
with a head.
What's even dumber? Yeah. Now you just wear a suit, and then you put a big round ball on your head.
I wonder if I could just get the head.
I mean, you could make a Jack in the Box pretty easy.
You think so?
Oh yeah,
I could probably pick up something from like a craft store.
You got to get the yellow like crown or dunce cap thing.
Yeah, well, that's like a party hat. I could get it like
that's true,
like a dollar store or something, right?
Right, probably. Yeah. Where are you finding the big white head?
I don't. I mean, I know they have stuff like that. You got to go into a craft store, start chatting it up with one of the crafty ladies.
And they got the hookup?
Before you know it, boom.
That's actually a great call. Oh, you can get the head for $20.
See, that's not bad.
That's probably just worth. Oh, wait, no, this one's $120. Never mind, cancels out.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How are you on baby talk, Steve? Does it bother you or is it,
No.
Okay.
I'm cool with it.
Very mature attitude. I appreciate that.
Kevin James.
Midwife comes on the bus and she's like, yeah, you're at a 10. And I'm like,
oh, she was crowning.
I don't know that she was.
Well, she was dilated.
Yes, there it is. Yep.
Mm-hmm. The baby would be crowning. Are you sure you like this talk, Steve?
Oh, I thought you meant like baby talk, like goo goo gaga.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Alrighty. You want me to do it, Kevin? You're still having trouble with your computer. Am I doing?
Oh, yeah, Jay. Sorry. Okay. I was just so comfortable with how you read it the first time.
You're so ridiculous.
I didn't even think about
right
doing
now.
It. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
My friends and I are doing.
You sound so good when you
read it. A group costume for Halloween this year. After debating, we decided to be the Power Rangers. Now there's an argument over who gets to be who. Honestly, I don't really care, but two of my friends really want to be the Pink Power Ranger. They're both the my way or the highway kind of people. They will not compromise. I suggested two Pink Power Rangers, but of course no one liked that. Why does this have to be so difficult? Can anybody give me some suggestions on how to pick the characters? From Ava. I mean, what is your favorite way to decide something like that? We do have those kind of decisions to make on this show on a weekly basis with the Friday crew, because there's always some sort of game, some sort of team, some sort of who gets to have breakfast first thing. And we have always defaulted to rock, paper, scissors. Do you like that way in this instance, Kevin, when there's more than just two people or no?
Man, probably not. Just because, I don't know.
It's harder with a group. It's harder with a group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, you go two people, it's a great way because it's like, oh, let's decide. Boom, 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 done. But when there's four, then who won plays the next person and blah, blah, blah. So I think maybe
part of me was just like, man, if y'all can't agree, like, Ava, just go as whatever you want. Like, dress up as something. No, it doesn't sound like she cares one way or the other.
No, it doesn't seem like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care. I'll be any Power Ranger. Not a big deal to me. I just want to go to the party and have
fun.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know.
This one's off the text line. Get new friends. This one says,
wow. Oh, rock, paper, scissors for friends.
Yeah, right. Why would they want to be the pink one? We all know the white one's the best one. This one says, I want to be the pink one too. Put colors in a bowl, draw to see who gets what color. But then you got to do, then how do you determine who draws first? I think you have to do
rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, I think, well, then you got four people though. So I think you... yeah.
I will tell you one of my favorite ways to decide things.
In a group of four? Yeah, that's somebody else said that too, Kev. Get a die, roll it.
Oh, with the dice. Yeah. It's so fun. We do it here a lot of times with trying to figure out where we want to eat or whatever. And it's become a game that everybody loves. And so it's just like,
it's easy.
Hey, yeah. Here we go. We're gonna do it. The first thing to get to three is the winner. So it would be like, you know, whichever name got to three gets to be the Pink Power Ranger.
So like you have to roll a three?
No. Each Pink Power Ranger is number one.
Oh, I got it. You assign dice. Them. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Uh-huh. Same with like
white
restaurants.
Is two. Yeah. Yeah.
I got you. Yeah.
And you assign how many ever you have, and then you just go from there. You can. Here's a little tip. You don't have to use a real dice. You can use your phone and
put in
a three-sided dice.
Ooh. Or,
you know what I mean? Then you're only going for those numbers.
And you can just download an app that does a die rolling, basically?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't even think I have an app. I think I just pull it up and it works.
Wait, how do you have that then? Did that come on your phone?
No. I mean, like you just go to the, just type in on Google.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it right now.
Dice.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, and I think it'll just come up with a web-based one. I'm sure there's apps
roll the
like
dice.
Crazy for
Certainly.
It, too.
Let's roll right now to see who gets to have the rest of the chai tea, the caffeine-free. So, Kevin, you're in. Kevin, do you want to assign a number to it or just want to go with the highest roll?
Wait.
I know, because on the text line, they're saying...
It's tricky when it's only...
I know. When there's only three. Like the text line saying, just go whoever gets the highest roll gets to make the decision. I'm like, okay, well, that's not bad either. That's pretty simple.
Yeah, no, that's... I like rolling the dice more, though, see? So that's why I kind of like... Let's just put our names there. Like, number one is Jay, number two is Kevin, number three is Steve.
All right,
and then we roll it, and whichever number, one, two, or three, gets to three first is the winner.
All right.
But I don't even want the tea.
So which
Shut up, Steve.
Wait, was Steve number one?
No, you were, Jay.
Oh, so who's number two? Are you? It seems appropriate
Me.
If you are.
It went Jay, Kevin, Steve.
All right, I'm going to roll. It's rolling, and it's a number five, even though I said I need a three-sided die.
That did not work.
No.
That was anticlimactic.
It was. I clearly said three-sided, and it came up with a five-sided.
Guess we'll have to give the tea to someone else.
Yeah, looks like Hawk's getting it for Hot Topics later today.
Well, yeah, if you got a five, that's nobody on our show.
I'll just keep rolling till one, two, or three shows up. Three. Steve, yeah, you get it and you don't want it. Now you got to give it to someone. You got to give it to either me or Kevin. Who are you giving it to?
Let's roll the dice to decide.
All right. Number four. That's nobody on number four. Number five. Don't have that. Number two. Kevin, congratulations. You got chai tea. And all I got out of it was a headache.
Huh? The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, you call this guy right now and he is going to give you three of the best picks of the week right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is call his number right here.
Right, yeah.
And he's going to do it right.
I remember hearing those. Oh. Yep.
Kevin James.
Guaranteed lock of the week, Kevin. Guaranteed lock.
That's right.
Guaranteed lock's not necessarily a guarantee, not necessarily a lock, but it's not necessarily this weekend.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Other than that, though, perfect. Quickly, before we play the big jackpot, by the way, you can call right now. If you want to play the big jackpot, 509-441-0999. Kevin, off the text line from Diana, did you know that chai in Swahili means tea? So you're technically saying TT?
TT?
Yeah.
I like TT.
Time to play Jay and Kevin's big jackpot. We'll take caller 7-509-441-0999. All you got to do is guess the amount in the jackpot. If you guess it correctly, look, we know it's hard to guess the number because it's just a number. I am going to tell you right now, though, it's over $401.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going up quickly. Is it Donald?
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm going to say I see you're awesome, and I match your awesome. What do you think of that?
That's awesome.
Just a couple of awesome guys.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, my gosh. What are you up to today?
Just driving Uber.
Okay. All right. Have you been working for a long time already this morning?
No, I give my grandkids a ride to school first.
How much do you charge them? You let them go for free. That's very nice.
That's a pretty great plan, though. So you take the kids.
Me a couple coffees in the morning, too.
Yeah, I would imagine it does. Yeah, yeah.
I like that, though. You take the kids to school, and then you go out and drive for Uber for a while.
Yep.
Yeah, very good.
That's cool.
Well, let's see if we can get you some money. It's time to play.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
So there's no cents. It's just going to be round dollars, just a dollar amount for you, Donald.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, it's more than $401. How much do you think is in the Jay and Kevin jackpot? If you get it right, you win it.
$419.
All right, $419 is the guess.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot is...
No whammies. No whammies. Let's go for 419. What do we got?
$432.
Oh, 432.
Went up big that time.
Yeah, it did. All right, but you know what? The good news is, Donald, is next time when we play at 930, it'll be more than $432, and you're more than welcome to call back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Right, have a great day, buddy. We appreciate you listening.
Kevin's big jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
All right, coming up at 9:30, more than $432.
You should have told him to have an awesome day.
Oh. Have an awesome day, Donald. I know you're still listening. Sorry about that. Yeah, that was. What did I say? Have a good day? Have a great day?
He said great. Oh. I mean, that's still great.
I mean, it's okay, but...
Yeah. But you're right. Awesome was the theme.
It was. That's my bad. Sorry.
I'll forgive you this one time.
Thank you.
This
entertainment news time. Brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Well, they've added a couple more acts to the Carolina concert that's going to help with the disaster relief from the hurricanes. They've added Scotty McCreery, Chase Rice, and Parmalee to go along with Luke Combs and Eric Church.
Nice. I was going to say. Scotty McCreery was the first one I thought of. Like, he needs to be part of
absolutely.
This. He's a North Carolina boy.
Absolutely, Kevin. Yeah. And obviously, Parmalee is an actual city in the Carolinas. So there you go. And Chase Rice from Carolina. So did you hear how much the tickets are?
I did not.
It's a pretty big concert. So you've got Church, Luke Combs, McCreery, Chase Rice, and Parmalee. What do you think the cost of the concert is?
Well, I don't know because I don't know how they're doing the fundraising.
So, what they do is you have to buy a ticket, and then you do have an option to donate more. And they're selling 75,000 tickets. So,
Okay. So the ticket itself, I'm assuming, is help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Raise money for all
of that money,
well.
All of it, Kevin. All of the money being donated, every penny.
Okay, see, that's great. I'm going to say $250.
What do you guess, Steve?
Ooh, $150.
$24.99.
Oh, okay.
See, they went the other way.
Cover their costs and then hope people are generous.
Yes. So donating, everything's donated, okay. All of the work, all of the concert stuff, all of the acts, all donating their efforts. So the $24.99 goes straight to the disaster relief fund and then saying, you have the option to donate more if you're able, which isn't a bad way of doing it. Now, $24.99 is almost nothing, for crying out loud. I mean,
yeah.
What is it, 1980?
It's
going
to make you want to be more generous.
Absolutely, because you're like,
wow. Yeah, if the tickets were a couple $100, you'd be like, well,
that's all I got. Yep.
You're making all my money right there.
Also, the phrase, after spending $25 for that concert, that says donate more if you're able, that just kind of does that thing where, it's a look in the mirror moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm able.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
What do you got for us today, Steve?
Yeah, there's no skip tip option there.
No, I don't think so. I think you got to add more if you can.
Yeah. Well, big shout out and congrats to Hardy and his wife. Is it Kaylee?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, they're expecting their first child, so that's exciting.
Yeah, that's cool. I did see a post on that. Yeah, I forgot about that, but good for them.
Yeah, February 2025, which is a weird thing to say, February 2025.
Doesn't feel like it, huh?
Yeah.
I did see he also posted a picture yesterday of a giant strawberry on his shin from sliding. I was like, oh, okay. Well, that looks terrible. Maybe next time not with shorts on.
Maybe they already need to baby-proof the house.
Just baby-proof Hardy. Yeah.
Well, I'm already waiting for the comment from his wife who, you know, she's pretty funny. And I'm waiting for her to say something like, yay, so we have 4 months for me to finish raising Hardy before
exactly
we have another baby in the house.
Right.
That would be well played.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Funny. Yeah. Because I do feel like there's some trouble there.
Well, yeah.
Not bad trouble.
No.
But just like the playful.
Absolutely.
Hardy can be a child.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
He seems like the type of guy to be just like a cool guy to hang out with, though.
I think he seems pretty normal and pretty much, you know, he's in that group. Where, they enjoy having fun. And part of that group, of course, Morgan Wallen. Kevin, what do you have for us today?
Well, the TV show Shrinking, which had rave reviews and everybody seemed to love season number one, it is back for season number two as of today.
I saw
October
that.
October the 16th.
Yes.
I was very disappointed.
Did you already watch it?
Very disappointed, Jay. I watched last night. When I got the notification from Apple TV at 6:06 p.m. that said, a new episode of Shrinking is available now on Apple TV Plus.
Wow.
And I said, oh, this is perfect. I got nothing else to watch right now. I'm going to watch this episode of Shrinking. And I went to Apple Plus, and there was Shrinking, but it was just like the trailer. It wasn't actually the episode. I'm like, what?
What happened?
I don't know. I was looking all around trying to figure it out. Can't figure it out. It's available now. I see that it's definitely available now. But I was just like, what? So I was only disappointed in the fact that I did not get to watch it.
Was it just because it's usually a midnight release on the East Coast?
I don't know.
It would have been 9 our time? Or how does that? I don't even know. I'm not 100%
sure. Pretty consistently, they release it at 9.
Okay, so 6.
Eastern time.
Yeah.
So 6 our time.
Also, don't get a notification. Don't give me one of those and then not have it there.
Yeah.
That's terrible teasing.
Right.
The fake out.
And I've been getting, you know, I was getting that every week with Bad Monkey, and I kind of liked it because it was like, oh, reminder, it's time.
Sure.
But, yeah, it was just a bummer that it wasn't, I don't know what the deal was.
Wow.
But it's out now. Episode 1 is out if you want to watch Shrinking.
I saw that, and the other one on Amazon was Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
I think is that ready?
Yeah, with Travis Kelce. I think that debuted today, too.
So. Ooh, are you going to watch that?
I don't think I'll watch that. I'm definitely going to watch Shrinking because I enjoyed the first season of that. I don't know that I'll watch the other one.
Okay. Kevin, are you going to watch the Travis Kelce?
I'll probably give it a look.
Will you be mad if you're not smarter than a celebrity?
It depends on the celebrity.
It's a good point.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Like, what kind of water bottle are we talking?
It's just one of the store-bought ones, right?
Okay, so like a store-bought 16.9 ounces of water.
Kevin James.
Oh, wow, you knew exactly what it was.
Yeah, he's not messing around. Yeah, yeah. I think the world knows how much water's in one of those, I think, except for you.
I think they do.
Yeah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yeah, great. Seven calls. Do you know how much water's in one of those bottles? But we have other ones we have to take care of.
Other fish to fry, Jay.
That's right, we do. We can't be bogged down with that. Hey, if you want to download the Coyote Country app, it's free. All you got to do is just search Coyote Country wherever you get your apps on your phone. And Kevin, a Milk Dud Dale is in and says he watched the first two episodes of the second season of Shrinking at 6 o'clock last night.
What the?
You might want to check.
Yeah, no, I was starting to wonder if it was a me issue.
Well, that would be a bummer.
Huh.
Oh, now I've lost him. He's just going to be like thinking about that the whole time.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about it the whole time. Well, I did notice that it did look like two episodes were available on my phone today.
Okay.
And so I don't know what happened, but yeah. I hope it was great.
He loved it. Yeah.
Yeah, I will watch it today.
Yeah. All right, little seven calls says it all.
Seven calls says it all.
I do this all the time, and I don't know if I'm alone in this or if even you guys or if anybody else does it, and you can participate in our poll at 509-441-0999. Please do. It'll be either a yes or no. Do you use screenshots as reminders to do things?
How do you mean?
So, like, let me find my screenshots today. I'll see something, and then I'll be like, oh, gosh, I got to remember to do that. Like this was, I got to remember to talk about Hardy getting that raspberry on his leg. So I took a screenshot of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I got to remember. I wanted to look up this story about how Corey Kispert had replied and responded to when they lost in the Final Four 1 year. And I wanted to look up further information on that story. So I screenshot it. I saw this jersey that I thought was really cool and I wanted to show my wife. So I screenshot it, and yesterday I also screenshot Steve Hawk's Pickle Pretzels because I wanted to remember the name brand of it.
Now, you're getting into dangerous territory where you're almost getting too many screenshots.
I mean, that was one so day, that then, Kevin.
Then it, I know, but then it becomes like, oh, man, now I got so many screenshots I can't. Yeah.
Don't remember what I remember, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I definitely take screenshots to remember things, for sure.
All right, well, we're going to put it on our audio poll at this point, 509-441-0999. Do you take screenshots to help you remember to do things? Jane, Kevin Show, hello?
Hello.
Hi, do you take screenshots to help you remember to do things?
I do. I did it last night.
Nice. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, I had to do a promotional video for TikTok, and so I had to take a screenshot of what I needed to say.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, it's great. I think it's a great visual reminder if you can just remember to go look at your screenshots.
Exactly.
Are you about to be a TikTok star?
Yeah, that's a good question.
We're trying. I mean, I have like over 10K.
Nice.
So. Okay.
Wow.
Money in the bank.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, let us know if you want us to be in any of them.
Absolutely.
She just said that. She didn't really mean it, guys. Yeah, just so you know. All right.
There was a lot
call.
Behind that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. 509-441-0999. Do you take screenshots to help you remember things? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Do you take screenshots?
I do.
What do you usually try to remember? Is it like shopping list stuff or more of a to-do list or what?
Kind of a mixture of both. I screenshot pretty much anything that makes me, I'm like, oh, okay, good idea. I'll screenshot.
Yeah, yeah, or, I do that one too. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or a good present for my daughter. I'll screenshot it. But
yes, that's a great one.
What is handy too?
Yeah, that's a great one.
What is handy? This is probably next level advice here.
Okay,
but
Kevin.
What I do like about it is, let's say you screenshot something back in July. And it was like, oh, that was for my daughter's birthday or whatever. Now that's coming up in February. What's great about it is instead of scrolling through and trying to find it, you can really just go to the screenshots folder.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And find things a little faster.
I'm with you. Yeah, 100%.
As long as you're not taking 20 a day like Jay.
Jane Kevin Show, hello.
Hi.
Are you taking screenshots as reminders?
Every single appointment.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, it's pretty easy. Like Kevin said, if you go just to your screenshot folder, too, you can... I mean, mine camera rolls pretty much all screenshots at this point, but yeah.
That's what mine is, too. It's much easier than hanging a calendar and all of that.
Exactly. Oh,
just
that's...
Go into your phone wherever you are. If you're not home,
right.
You have to remember what time your appointment is. Just look at your photos.
That's awesome. Thank you. Appreciate the call. 509-441-0999. Well, it's three in a row. We only need one more to make it a clean sweep.
Ooh.
Hello, Coyote Country.
Hello.
Hi. Do you take screenshots as reminders?
Only for recipes, pretty much. Yeah.
Ooh, that's a really good one, though. I forgot. Yeah, but, now that you said it, I've done that, too.
I just did that one the other day. I was like, that looks so good. I am taking a picture.
You can also send yourself on Facebook Messenger, like, stuff. And I send myself stuff like, oh, I want to buy that when I get paid. So I'll send it to my Facebook Messenger.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I have done the thing where I've emailed myself at work because I want to remember to do something at work. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so I'll
just
use my work email as that, as a reminder. And I feel like that's not the easiest way to go about it. But for some reason, it seems to work for me.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever text yourself?
No, I forgot. Thank you for the call, by the way. You can't actually do that, right?
Yeah, I text myself all the time.
Do you? Seriously?
Yeah. I don't like using notes. I like to text myself.
I'm going
to
text myself right now.
Yeah. It's nice.
It seems weird with you. You type your own name in. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, I feel good about it. I'm like, oh, hey.
There. Hi. I just text myself. Hi, let's see it come in. Oh, it came in.
Hi. How are you going to respond? You're going to give it a minute, you know, make them like play hard to get.
Then I can say, should I reply back? Hi to you too. This guy left me unread. I just text myself and he left me unread. What a jerk.
Classic.